best. And good morning, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show on a Sunday afternoon, and I hope you are having one heck of a rocking day. We have got a great show for you today. You are going to absolutely love it. We're going to lead it off with the one and only Sarah Robbins, who I love. But before we get there, we're going to talk to my old buddy, John Milton Fogg. How are you, John?
I am stellar.
You love this woman, right?
Twice.
Unbelievable. But I'm going to have to tell you something. There's a woman, the name Joy Ashley, unbelievable girl, driving a brand new BMW, drove all the way over from Grand Junction, Colorado, to listen to the show live in my studio today, just because of the lineup that we've got right now. Hello, Joy Ashley. How are you?
Hey, Tom. I'm awesome. Thank you.
It is so cute to have you. She picked up a hitchhiker, of all things. So I can't believe my eyes. I told her she should have never done that. But she's sitting here in the studio because of the lineup we've got. So let's go right to it. I know Sarah Robbins, but I don't know her anywhere nearly as well as John Milton Fogg. So, John, why don't you do the proper way of introducing this great, great guest of ours?
Well, we throw around in network marketing lots of cliches, rock star and phenom and all kinds of stuff like that. This woman is all of those things, no kidding, for real, in the flesh. This is a former kindergarten teacher who got plugged into products as a part-time job, and the products were in high-end department stores, and she was an educator. She was one of those good-looking ladies that you see behind this counter, and their stuff is under the glass case, and she's, would you like to try? You know, one of these personable, wonderful, good-looking people, and that's what she was doing, and the company was Rodin and Fields. And they made a decision, they made a commitment to pursuing network marketing. And honest to goodness, this lady came to that kind of kicking and screaming. She didn't know what it was. In fact, she and her mom started the business, and their attitude was, let's not tell anybody about this. We need to keep this a secret. This is too good. They didn't have a clue. She went on to be, in record time, a million-dollar income earner. She is all about her people. She is cute as a button. She is dynamic, a leader, you know, hands down. She's mission-driven, highly spiritual, highly ethical. I am in love with this woman and so envious of her husband, Phil. So anyway, this is Sarah Robbins.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hello. My goodness, what an amazing introduction, and what an honor to know both of you, and I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, my wife is over working on, she's doing a huge coaching project, but she wanted to talk to you so badly because you so rocked her world in Dallas, Texas when we were down there for the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. You are all of it in a bag of chips. Tell us what's going on in your life.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we just moved to a beautiful new home on the lake, so we were furniture shopping today and getting everything moved in, and it was crazy. We, you know, our life has changed so drastically over the course of the past 5 years. You know, I, of course, was a former teacher. My husband owned a landscape construction company, and, of course, both jobs in the state of Michigan were greatly compromised. So we just moved from our little startup home, where literally at the time we were paying bills out of our quarter jar, to a beautiful place that, quite frankly, we couldn't have even dreamed up. So our movers moved us in, and they started laughing. They said, are you joking? So it always gives us a really great story to tell people, but we're loving our time here. And Michigan lakes are beautiful in the summertime for sure.
So Sarah, you are a full-time network marketer now. You're doing this. You don't pull any punches. You've trained and developed yourself. What's life look like for you and your husband? You're a kindergarten teacher. Is it pretty much the same thing, just trying to take people and line them up and get them to go march to their own tune? Or how do you do this business so well?
Absolutely. So, you know, this business is all about our people, as John had mentioned. It's really not about sales. It's about people. And that's why, you know, people like teachers do very well, because they're all about teaching and training, working with people, inspiring, motivating, and educating. So that's really what it's about for us. I mean, we gave up everything. I interviewed against 1,100 people for my teaching position, and my husband just recently gifted his business, everything that he worked his life for, to his brother, to be able to jump full time in this powerful profession. Because we look at it and we say, you know, you can still teach and train. We're just teaching and training the big kids. But what's really cool is we're able to give to the little kids. Our passion has always been children. And so now we have been traveling with friends, helping them to build orphanages, and really going across the world, not only teaching and training in network marketing, but also fulfilling our passion of helping kids around the world with our time, our talent, and our resources. So we just find that, you know, we're able to really hit every area of our life that we're passionate about, and it's just been such a blessing in our lives. I mean, truly, I can't believe that I didn't know about this sooner, and that, you know, when I started, I didn't really even have the vision as to what it was, but man, I wouldn't choose anything different for our lives. It's been amazing.
John?
Sarah, a couple questions for you. One is, you spoke just a moment ago about your mission. You did something tremendously admirable and, I'm afraid, rare. You committed to a mission when you didn't have the money to do that. You were not a million-dollar income earner. You had just started. And I believe, if I remember the story correctly, you got some coaching from somebody who said, look, start now. Start from where you are. If that's a buck a week, it's a buck a week. Would you tell people about that, hon?
Absolutely. So I used to be the least highest earner in our company, if ever there was a title. And I really struggled in the beginning. It's true. Our president lovingly jokes with me today. She says, Sarah, you quit more than anybody else in the company. And I said, I know, it's true. But, you know, when you looked at what I didn't have going for me, I wouldn't have been at the top of anybody's candidate list. I was young. I was in my 20s. I was so shy. I was like a little wallflower. I called my husband my wingman. I would make him go talk to people for me. And I didn't have a network. I mean, all of my friends were young and broke, just like me. And so
Stop for a second. You were so shy. I'm a shy person. I tell people I'm shy. No one believes me. All I want you to know is no one listening believes you with that remark.
Yeah. All you have to do is find people who know me, my family, my friends, and they will tell you it is absolutely true. And I mean, that's one of the greatest ways that this business has grown us. But because of all of those reasons, you know, as you mentioned, I really struggled. And I remember, you know, looking at this huge mission before I even really started this business. My husband and I had a dream to start a foundation for children. We wanted to have a camp for kids. We wanted to be able to travel and build orphanages around the world. And long story short, when we started the business, you know, they talk about creating your why. So we wrote down all of those goals. But man, that why just seemed so big to me that every single time somebody told me no, or every single time somebody quit, I would do the emotional roller coaster. If they were in, I was up. And if they were out, I was down. And I eventually ended up meeting with a good friend of mine, and she said, you know, what is your why? Why are you doing this business? Because everybody knew I was up and down. I was extremely negative when I started. And she said, you know, what is it? And I told her all about it, and she said, so what's it going to cost? And I said, millions. And she said, so how does that feel? And I said, to be honest, I am completely overwhelmed. And she gave me the best advice. She said, you have to start doing something today to work toward that foundation, because that's going to be the thing that keeps you driven toward your goal instead of defeated by your disappointment. And so she said, I want you to literally open up a bank account, take 10% of every check or a portion of every check, I don't care how little, how big, and start putting it away. And then whether it's to do something nice for a child in need or for a family in need, that's going to help you build. And so as we built our check, we were able, you know, starting off to do small things like send had the kid to find our camp. Then it started to build, and we were able to pay some medical bills. And then in December, we were able to travel to India to open up an orphanage there. And that was the greatest advice in terms of goal setting that I received, was it's not just about the big why. It's also about developing goals and benchmarks along the way that keep you tied into that big vision, that big picture. So instead of being discouraged by it or distracted by it, you're driven by it. And so that was just a huge game changer for us.
Didn't you start by, like, sending one kid to an art camp or something like that, and then that one kid grew to two, stuff like that?
Yes, that's exactly how it was. It was doing the little things, and see, that was the coolest thing. That's where my passion was and my heart was. So instead of looking around and seeing what was or wasn't happening in my business, I was looking at what was happening with my impact and my influence. And that was the most exciting part for me, was seeing what was happening with all of these little kids as I was going. So, I mean, that was the most exciting part.
Sarah, you started the business with your mom. Do you still do it together?
We sure do. My power partner, my mama, she and I were the first two distributors in our company, and she also earns a six-figure a month income. She bought a beautiful house on another lake really close to us. I think I told you, I was thinking about moving to California and came back to Michigan. I started to look at houses, and I walked through it, and I started to see my life flash before my eyes, and I thought, you know what, I'm too young to be away from my family right now. Everybody's going to be having kids and starting families, so we all decided to settle here, and we're just having the most interesting time building the business together and working together as well. It's been incredible.
Sarah, one of the things you do, and I watch you use Facebook masterfully, is acknowledging and encouraging your people. Is there a philosophy or is there a strategy that you've incorporated about that?
Absolutely. So I love using Facebook to really just share the stories and excitement of what's happening on our team. So, you know, somebody earns a company car or a trip, or they have a life-changing story, whether it be through the products or through our opportunity, I love telling the stories and posting a little picture of them as well. You know, even do that when new consultants or distributors join our team, too. You'll welcome them, and you'll see me do that. And it's really neat because it serves three purposes. You know, it edifies the person that I'm giving the shout-out to. It encourages the rest of the team who's saying, you know what, I can do this too. So-and-so is just like me, and I can see myself doing this. But it also engages my audience, the people that have been watching me on Facebook for so long, you know, wondering about what I'm doing as well. So it's been awesome.
Tweety, we got a split for a break. We'll be back.
This is very cool, man. I'll tell you, we got Sarah Fairless Robbins, and she is a rock star. Make sure that you go friend her up on Facebook. We're going to give you a phone number and a website so you can track her down. This is inspiration, perspiration, all of it. You want to stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or help. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is Tom Chenault's show. I hope you're having a terrific Sunday. This first segment was incredible. We have Sarah Robbins. She is just amazing. John, go back to what you were asking her. But before that, Sarah, what is your website so people can go figure out how to find you?
Yeah, my website, I've got a generic blog. It's sarahrobbins.com. So Sarah with an H, Robbins with two B's, .com.
Sounds just exactly like a school teacher would tell us. John Milton Fogg, take it away.
Hey, Tommy, is it okay with you? I've got Sarah's chapter from The Greatest Networkers in the World. I want to post it on your Facebook page. Is that good?
Fire it up there for sure.
All right, cool. Sarah, you spoke about your commitment to your mission and investing in that. In the book, you spoke about something that I don't hear talked about much by leaders in this business, and that is your commitment to reinvest back into your people. I mean, I remember one story, I think I remember this correctly. You got a fairly significant, the company changed the comp plan, added a significant bonus, and you just took that bonus and you plowed it back into doing events for your people and stuff like that. Talk about that, please.
Absolutely. I mean, recognition, as we all know, it can be free. Sometimes we invest, but of course the results are absolutely priceless. And it's, you know, such an important part of our business and our profession is keeping people, you know, feeling encouraged and, of course, continuing to engage them in the business. And so I've done a number of different things. Every year at our convention, we invest significantly in hosting a recognition party and celebration for our team, which has been just a huge deal. And, of course, we go all out and put on all the fanfare and just make it a great opportunity for them to be recognized, to engage their spouse into the celebration and all of those great things. We've also put on leadership retreats to where we've had speakers come in and do fun team-building exercises and trainings. And we've done them at incredible places. The other year we did a Boulders Resort in Arizona, which was really neat. I rented out some houses there and took care of all of the meals and training, recognition gifts, et cetera. This past year, when my husband and I were renting up on Newport Coast, we had a fun little retreat on Pelican Hill right on Newport Coast, which is neat. So it was beautiful. And, you know, it's really great because people go to these incredible locations and they really dream big for their own life. And they think, wow, you know, look at this. This is all possible for me. It's in a great setting. We have a really great time together. And, you know, as a result, we've built such incredible bonds with the leaders on our team. And so it has just been well worth it. And it's really our opportunity. And I believe, you know, an obligation to some whatever extent that you can do to sow back into your team, whether it's through, you know, thank you cards, which we do that often, shout out on Facebook and or shout out in your newsletter, or doing those recognition events, either locally or at a big event as well. It's a really important part of what we do.
Do you do any incentive kind of stuff on your own, Sarah?
I did a lot of that in the beginning of our business, and since, now you have to keep in mind, we were literally first in our company, so we really pioneered a lot, even sometimes before our corporate office did. But now, you know, I look at things a little bit different, and I say, okay, so for example, we have a cash program, an iPad program, a car program, trips, and most companies do. I really believe that that's a big part, a big piece, of course, what motivates people. And if all of those things plus the idea of a bigger check for their family doesn't motivate them, I kind of went to that internal struggle of, man, if that doesn't motivate them, what do I do different? So, you know, we will do things, though, that are more recognition-driven. So, of course, the opportunity to attend some of these recognition events or leadership retreats, et cetera, you know, really is a platform that's going to help to take them to the next level and really reinvesting back into their education, et cetera.
Nice. How about your company? I wrote Ann & Fields is networking the industry known for big time recognition from to every rank. That's critically important, and you just carried that on, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, I love you, and I think that you really, really exemplify what is good about our profession. You stand on the front of the room. You're not arrogant. You're beautiful inside and out. You're happily married. You've got your husband with you at these events. Everything that you guys talk about just gives every person, no matter where they are in their life, hope. And I hope people will go to SarahRobbins.com. What do you say to this? What do you want to say to her before we let her go, John?
Sarah, I love you.
Well, I love you guys back, and thank you again for just having me be a part of this. It's so awesome to see what you do to help to elevate our profession and the leaders in it and really help people to dream bigger. So thank you.
We're putting a spotlight on people like you. Go to my Facebook page. John's going to put a copy of her part of The Greatest Networker up on my wall. You want to watch that. We've got Jackie Ulmer next. You are going to love her, too. And then Lee Ridner and Joy Ashley in the second hour. We're going to have some fun. That's just that simple. So whatever you do, stick around. We're coming back right after this with Jackie Ulmer.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
And hello, everybody. We are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you enjoyed Sarah Robbins, and now we are taking it up one more level. And I knew I loved Jackie Ulmer the first time I ever was over at one of her websites, Real Savvy Success, or anything that she's anything else she's done. But I just couldn't figure out why I loved her so much until I realized she's a Colorado girl, came from Durango, Colorado, on the other side of the state, which is one of the most beautiful places you will ever go in your life. So, John Milton Fogg, I know you love her like unbelievably. Just take it away, buddy. Introduce her. I can't make a sentence out of that.
This I met this lady 1,000 years ago, and she ain't that old, so don't you dare go there. But Jackie was here, at thegreatestnetworker.com, and this is, gosh, this is early 2000s. We had a community long before Facebook, long before MySpace. I think Rise might have been around, and that was about it. And we had, very interestingly, we had profile pages. We called them face pages. I really think Zuckerberg got that idea from us. But Jackie latched on to our community. I don't know how she got there. I'll ask her. But I had rarely met somebody who was as wide open and smart as this woman was. Most smart people figure they got it all wired. And this lady was just a sponge, and she dove into the business being about relationships and how to be with people and work with people. She came to the forums not to peddle her wares or to pitch her deal, but to learn and then to solve problems. And one of the fundamental things about her was she said if it wasn't for the internet, she wouldn't have a business. It wasn't that she's shy. It's not that she can't talk to people, but staying at home, being with her kids, that was her passion. She wanted to work from home, and the internet was the way that she could do it. And she has, Tom, gone on to be an absolute master of marketing on the internet, and even more importantly, internetwork marketing. I mean, this woman's stuff, I just picked up her latest thing, which is about Facebook, which most of you know I'm very involved with. And I'm just learning stuff page after page from her. It's just an honor to know her. It's a whole lot of fun because she started early in this business and achieved her first success in the same company as, and I wonder if, I'll ask her if he sponsored her now, but she was a good friend and still is of Jordan Adler's. And now they're in the same company together and the lady is flying and her name is Jackie Elmer. Hello, lady.
Hello, hello to both of you.
How are you doing, Jackie? I'm Durango High School, huh?
Yeah, DSHS, although I think it's back to DHS now, so.
Oh, that is so cute. I'm over there all the time. They just had some big fires in that neck of the woods, so I'm glad you're out of there now. But, man alive, it rings true, Colorado. So thanks for being a little Coloradoan from way back.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me here. And, John, thanks for that amazing introduction. I appreciate that.
Well, it's true. What you committed yourself to the internet early on, and I get a sense, Jackie, that that was like that was really the only way you could do it. Is that accurate? Can you talk about that?
Well, I wouldn't say it's the only way I could do it, because I had a fairly successful business before I found the internet. But it really, you know, it's kind of funny. I knew the sun's going to come up tomorrow. When I discovered the internet, my stomach started doing somersaults. And I know when that happens, I'm onto something. And I've learned to listen to my gut, which is kind of what that is. And there was just something about it that it just really resonated with me, the power behind it, what was going on. And, you know, by the way, that was October of 1999. I really predate a lot of that stuff, like Facebook. You were talking about the face pages on Greatest Networker and all that stuff. We predate all that stuff. But it is kind of funny. It just resonated with me that it was really going to be a tool that if people were going online looking for restaurants and the operating hours of Disneyland, and I don't even know what all was out there in 1999, not nearly what there is today, but I just kept thinking there have got to be people who are going online looking for a way to make extra income, looking for a way to stay home, because I had gone to the library looking. So it just kind of made sense to me.
Jackie, when you started, I mean, you moved fairly rapidly from TGN. You started your own Street Smart site, Street Smart Wealth. You moved into coaching with people right away. That was a very not just a rapid rise, but you've been continually doing more and more and more and more. Where are you today with your marketing on the internet? What are you seeing?
Oh, I'm just, you know, I'm as passionate as ever and as out there as ever. You know, I'm really huge on the blog. I'm really big. You know, there's so many terms of internet marketing that are so overused, attraction marketing and branding yourself and a lot of those kind of things. And I have a tendency to fall into the trap of using that terminology sometimes too. But the reality of it is, you know, we all do attraction marketing, right? People are either attracted to you or they're not, whether you're online or offline, and a lot of that's just about who you are. Same thing with your brand. We all have a brand. It's who we are. It's, you know, it's what people say about us when we leave the room. It's the perception they have of us and all that type of stuff. But I just really feel like online, you know, everybody kind of needs their home base. So I'm huge on social media, using it as a marketing tool, but I really have always, and it's probably because I was trained by internet marketers way back in the day, before network marketers had really caught on, because it was so long ago. You know, they kept telling me you need your own hub of the universe, basically. You need your place there. And I just think that blogging really gives you the ability to get out there and get your message known, and you can promote it and then interact on social media and have a place to bring people back to. So I'm as big as ever on the blog part of it and really, you know, spending time there. And as much as I love Facebook and all the rest of that, that's kind of the secondary piece once you have the rest of it out there. And part of that, you know why? Part of that is because you own your blog. We don't own Facebook. And for those of us who were on MySpace back in the day, before we migrated over to Facebook almost overnight when MySpace shut down, a lot of people who had built their entire platform and everything on MySpace, all of their friends, it went away almost overnight when MySpace evaporated. And you just never know. You know, you don't know with a social media platform that you don't own.
You are right about that. And, John, how come you didn't warn me about that? That's true.
Well,
I never even thought of it. Facebook's not going to be here forever.
just because I love the lady doesn't mean I completely agree with her. I'll fight her about blog versus Facebook any day. And it is a good point. I find it hard to believe that 1.1 billion people and a multi-billion dollar economic force like Facebook is going to disappear. I think more likely is it's going to morph.
Well,
I'm certain of that.
And I agree with you. And I'm not suggesting that Facebook's going to go away. What I'm suggesting is everybody needs to be careful where they build their primary asset. And I'll give you another example. Squidoo by Seth Godin, they kicked network marketers off almost overnight. Anybody who had built a lens there that mentioned network marketing, MLM, or anything that even sort of had to do with that, they went in and cleaned house overnight. So it was just kind of the same thing. So my point being, you have to be careful on any social platform that you make your home base. That doesn't mean that you can't invest most of your efforts there, because certainly I do on Facebook, and that's where I spend the bulk of my time. But I own my list and I own my website, and nobody can ever take that away from me. And if Facebook were to come in and say no more network marketers, no more MLM, you know, no more mention of this, no more mention of that, or if they decide to, you know, shut down people's profiles who post too much about business, I mean, there's just a lot of things that we don't control. So that's my caution with that. It's not only happened with MySpace. It's happened in other arenas. You know, WordPress.com, they don't like MLM and network marketers either. So, and it's a free platform.
Jackie,
so
talk some more about that. You've been doing this since the late 90s. So you and I are both very much, I hesitate to call us pioneers, but we were. And are, you've watched a whole lot of stuff go down in terms of network marketing's image, specifically online. The good, the bad, the ugly, the whatever. Where have we come to today, and what in your crystal ball are you looking at?
You know, it's kind of funny. As much as things change, they stay the same. I don't know. You know, one of the things about the internet that I have always loved from that perspective, the image of network marketing, the perception of it, is it really doesn't matter to me they're, you know, out on the internet. If somebody finds me, they come to my website, they look, watch a video, they do whatever, they go, oh, it's one of those MLM things, I don't like that, and they click off. No big deal. I don't even know about it. You know what I mean? There's no rejection, if you will. I don't face any of that. Or even any of, in most cases, any of their commentary, you know, to say, oh, this is one of those pyramid schemes, that type thing. Whereas, you know, offline, certainly we can run into that when we approach someone and they say, oh, is this one of those? And then we have to overcome the objection or whatever. But it's kind of funny. I think in many ways the internet has opened up more people to network marketing. But at the same time, you know, there have been plenty of internet scams and different things like that. And, you know, I think that we all just do the best that we can who truly embrace and endorse the profession and are interested in uplifting it, you know, to do the best that we can and to put it out there in the most positive light that we can. Sadly, with the internet, I think there's more hype. You know, people don't walk around in a mall with a sign that says, you know, I made $10,000 in 2 minutes, ask me how, or something like that. Whereas online, a lot of times you'll see that, you know, you see that in some of the posts that people make and different things like that. And that can be a turnoff to some. But at the same time, you kind of have to decide, what are you out there for? What's your intent when you're out online on social media? Are you there strictly to be social, or are you there to build a business too? And you have to find the best mix of that you can.
Jackie, we got to get out of here shortly, so you're going to be interrupted on this. I'm just warning you.
Okay.
Are you still as invested as you were 13, 14 years ago in relationships or where it's at, lead with the relationship?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think network marketing will ever evolve from being a relationship business. It just isn't. It just won't. It's not like going to the store and buying something. You know, this is about people and the people you build.
When we come back, talk more about that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's take a little break. This is going to be what we got one more segment with Jackie. We're going to give you a website. We're going to be helping you get that whole thing going. I think you want to go to that Real Savvy Success. She is unbelievable. And talk about mentoring women. We haven't even gotten to that part yet. The time is flying by. We're coming back right after this. It is the Tom Chenault.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. That's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an incredible, incredible day. This first hour has been over the top. Now we've got Jackie Ulmer, who we love. And I'll tell you, it is great. Just go to that website that I talked to you a couple of minutes ago, that Facebook page. It is over the top good. Make sure you get to that. And John Milton Fogg, back to you, kid.
Jackie, we were talking about relationships. One of the things that you seem to have discovered at the Greatest Networker community was how relationships drove this business. I'm not looking for a pat on the back or a, yeah, oh, yeah, thank you. I'm looking more at talk to us, please, about, because you're still doing that. That was 15 years ago. You're still leading with the relationship. You still talk about the importance of that, not just in this business, but in how you do your business online. That's what I'd love to hear you talk about, please.
Well, yeah, and it was, I mean, that was such a great community. You know, I mean, it's certainly about relationships offline, and the tendency that so many people have is to go online, and all of a sudden there often becomes a disconnect that there's actually a live, breathing human being on the other end of whatever message they're receiving, whether it's a Facebook post or an email or a forum post or reading your blog or whatever it is. It's an electronic medium, but it's a real person. It's not a robot who's on the other side, you know, absorbing, taking in whatever it is that you're communicating about. And I think the Greatest Networker was a great place for, you know, many of us to come together and build on those relationships. And even though it wasn't a sponsoring forum, or by any means, it was generic and we weren't there to promote, you know, as you build relationships with people, I mean, I certainly sponsored people into my business from that forum, just from engaging with them and having conversation and finding out, you know, what needs they had and sharing my experiences and stories and just different things like that. So, that's such a key piece of it. And once anyone gets that, whether online or offline, you know, we say offline, you have to stop looking at people like they have a dollar sign stamped on their forehead. It's the same thing online. It's really about people, and it's the same old thing, you know, find a need and fill it, and you have not only a friend for life, but you might have a business partner for life too.
One of the things that you did very early on, before it was a strategy or even, heaven forbid, a technique, you seemed to have realized that one of the most beneficial ways to generate a relationship was to go in and solve problems for people, to help people, to be a resource for people. You started that, and then you turned it into a career. Am I accurate about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny, and you know, anyone who really pays attention, and hopefully everybody does, you know, we're all a student first, hopefully, and then we learn best by teaching then also. It wasn't difficult to go online even back then, and there weren't nearly as many people and not quite as much of it, but it wasn't difficult to go online and go into a forum. You know, they were called message forums back then. Think of Facebook groups now. It's kind of the same thing. For those who are wondering, you know, we predate a lot of these people with forums. But, you know, you could go into a forum and someone would post a question, and instead of really giving a real answer, people would say a little bit, and then they would try to promote their opportunity or why theirs was better or why this pay plan was better and just different things like that. And, you know, I figured it out early on. I don't know why, other than that it just made total logical sense to me that it wasn't an advertising platform, that I could set myself apart very quickly from everybody else if instead I went in and truly answered questions, shared my own experiences, shared my successes, shared my failures, which in many ways have proven to have supported me even more than sharing the successes, because we all want someone who we can relate to. So I figured out doing that really early on, and that just, you know, made all the difference in the world.
I had asked you a little earlier, and we didn't really get to it. What do you see in the future of what I call inter-network marketing? What do you see happening in the future, especially what's coming down with this whole mobile business? I was talking with Art Jonak, who I know you know and respect, and Art's fully invested in, boy, we're almost back to Twitter again with messaging. What do you see happening?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm right in the heart of really starting to learn all that myself. It's not something that I jumped on early on. I got it. I knew it was out there. I knew it was coming. It's interesting because part of that revolution has been so much more like Generation Y, which, of course, I'm not Generation Y. I appreciate that you said I'm not that old, but I'm definitely not Generation Y.
Hey, we got to go, John. John,
Jackie, I'm sorry, sweetheart. We've got to get
you back. We'll see you next time. We want you on the show again. This was Jackie Ulmer. We'll be right back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.